Well, I just live here. I often listen to see who's going past, and if it's a bit too busy, I don't go over there. But just hearing the sirens, we pricked our ears up straight away that something's happened, and coming down the end of the street, it's definitely close by, so we've gone outside. My wife Lisa, she just ran over there to see what was going on, to see if we knew anything. We had friends all starting to run over to find out what was going on, and as the word of a shark attack has happened, it's quite sickening. It's a heavy feeling. It's put a very heavy atmosphere over the village. And having a lot of friends in the water there, that we're a surfing village, having all those people in the water, it's been quite busy, and it's a Sunday and Father's Day. Everyone's out, they're social distancing, they're doing their thing, exercising, and in the water is where we do it. The people in the background here before were, you know, my son's friends. They're all over there surfing. Yeah, they all came to check to find out what was going on, and most of the time you're in the water or over there, you don't have your phone on you, so they couldn't get any news. I was getting reports sent to me from my son up in Ballina, that area, because he was hearing from his younger friends that were relaying stuff to him. So social media, I guess, it stuff moves about. Definitely, we're always a little bit spooked, and there's been a lot more shark activity over recent years. I've got friends that lived at Mini Waters, and there was a terrible incident there with a young fella, local guy there, and you know, that shocked us as well, and now it's here on our doorstep. A lot of the guys up there that I surfed with for a long time over the years, they don't want to go in the water anymore. So it's, definitely rocked the whole community.